Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Pastor Made.
Good afternoon, my brother. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Mfundisi. How are you doing?
We're doing fine. The Lord is good.
Lovely. The Lord is good indeed. Man, Mfundisi, which side are you based at? Is it warm there?
It is very warm. I mean, Eswatini, we are running evangelistic campaigns.
Ah.
It is extremely hot this side.
My goodness. Well, I hope that you are safe in that hot, eh? In that heat, eh?
We are surviving. We are surviving.
You better survive. Now, today we focus our attention away from finances onto talents and spiritual gifts. And every Christian has some talent, ability, and a spiritual gift that they received from God. First Peter 4 verse 10 says, as each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Now, Pastor, does everyone, I hear the verse, yes, I hear it, but in our experience, in your observation, does everyone really, really have a talent? Or are there people that are not blessed with a talent at all?
We classify time as a gift from God.
Yeah.
We classify it under talents.
Oh, okay.
As a result of that, there is no way that a living being will not have a talent. When you have time, you have the talent. You have the talent. At least one. At least one. I just want to share with you my definition of a talent.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
This is how I define a talent.
Mm-hmm.
A talent is an ability that individuals may inherit, learn, or receive through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And they are using them in order to survive, to navigate life, and advance God's mission.
Mm, mm.
That's how I define talent. As much as I give this definition, I am aware of the fact that sometimes we draw a line between talents and spiritual gifts.
Mm.
But all of these things are abilities to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And they come from the Lord. When I read Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, Moses is clear that the ability to accumulate wealth, the ability to do things in order for one to survive, comes from the Lord.
Mm.
It comes from the Lord. You can also go back to the creation story to trace this. When God created Adam and Eve, the Bible records in Genesis chapter 2, verse 20, that God gave them an exercise, or he gave Adam an exercise of giving names to the animals. In that way, he was testing his mental capacity.
Mm.
For one to have ability to do something, one is got to have mental capacity in order to do that. So from creation, God ensured, made certain that we have the mental capacity, we have the ability to do things, and that comes from the Lord. You can trace it back to creation.
Okay.
It comes from the Lord. So I put it to you, my friend, all of us, we are given a talent. Some of us may be aware of their talents and spiritual gifts, while some of us are not aware of their talents and spiritual gifts, meaning that they still have to search for their talents and spiritual gifts.
Now, how would we then define the stewardship of talents?
The stewardship of talents, it's when you have these ability. Number one, you acknowledge that they come from the Lord. They are a gift from God. And the Lord has given you these abilities for a purpose, for a reason.
Mm.
And then stewardship comes in and say, in whatever you have, which you have received from God,
mm-hmm.
put God first.
Yeah.
Put God first. You be able to use your abilities, be able to use your spiritual gifts in advancing God's mission. Be able to use it in the kingdom of God. As much as you might be using it in order to survive, for example, a musician would use music in order to survive, in order to live. But that musician, if that musician is a child of God, he or she should be able to use that ability, that talent, that spiritual gift in order to preach the gospel, preaching the gospel in the form of music.
Now, how do we ensure that the stewardship teaching is not always limited or skewed towards the financial perspective?
This is a very important question. Thank you for this question.
Mm.
This is a mistake in most cases stewardship educators would often make.
That
to think that stewardship education, it's all about finances. It's all about, precisely, it's all about tithe and offering. It is not. It is not only about tithe and offering. We talk about tithe and offering. We've got to talk about tithe and offering. It's part of stewardship education. But the best approach in stewardship education, it's when we are taking a holistic approach, a holistic approach that would give, we have given three T's, the three T's, we call them the three T's of stewardship, where we talk about the talent, the stewardship of talent, where we talk about the stewardship of treasure, where we talk about the stewardship of temple. Those three things. The temple is about the body, the health. We take good care of this body. Take good care of my health. Number two, we also take good care of the talents which the Lord has put upon us. Number three, we also take good care of the resources, financial resources, which the Lord has put upon us. Stewardship is all about managing everything, not just money, everything which the Lord has placed upon us. And that includes talents as well.
Yeah. Now, isn't committing to stewardship of time, talent, and finances asking a bit too much for us, especially when our resources are extremely limited like this?
A straight answer to that question is a resounding no. Is a resounding no. I will tell you why I say no. Stewardship speaks directly to three things: the origins,
Mm-hmm.
The identity.
Yeah.
The purpose.
Right.
It speaks direct to those three things. My origin, where do I come from? If I know, I know where I come from, then it will not be too much when I know where I come from. When I am aware of my identity, who am I? It will not be too much. When I know my purpose in life, it will not be too much. Unless those three things are astute, then I will have a challenge. I would think that it is too much. But when I am, when I have a good understanding of my origin, of my identity, of my purpose, then it will be difficult to say, ah, stewardship is asking too much of me.
Man, yeah. No.
There is an example. I'm sorry to cut you there.
That's all right.
A good example. There is a good example in the Bible. When you read that story, the parable about the prodigal son, the Bible uses a phrase there when the prodigal son was making a U-turn, coming back to his senses. It uses that phrase, when he came to his senses. Another phrase that the Bible uses, it says, when he came to himself, when he was making things right, he had to come to himself. He had to come to himself. If we lose ourselves, if we lose who we are, our purpose, our origin, it's very easy to take the wrong turn.
Now, if I use my talents, Pastor, for financial gain, am I somehow going to be going against stewardship teaching?
The answer to that one is no. You won't be going against the stewardship teachings. Remember, those abilities are given to you so such that you glorify God.
Yes.
You glorify God in the things you do. When you are, I normally say this, even when you are a sweeper in a company, you have that skill, that talent of sweeping. Be the best and glorify God in sweeping those floors. So we use these talents, these spiritual gifts, in order to bring glory to God. And sometimes some of the spiritual gifts are dual purpose. Sometimes we use them in order to put bread on the table. As we do that, putting bread on the table, we need to glorify God.
Yeah,
we need to make people to realize that when you walk with God, you don't become a failure. You become the best. You become the best. So I don't see it as a challenge or something wrong when you are using your spiritual gift in order to survive, to put bread on the table. But what is important is that one should be able to use it in order to advance the mission of God. For example, just to give you an example, one is a teacher. His job is to teach students and pupils. It means that person has learned a certain skill. He has a certain talent, But in the kingdom of God, we need people who will also teach the gospel.
Yeah.
So what is important is that that educator should be able to say, yes, I'm an educator. I use this skill or career in order to put bread on my table, but I will also use that to advance the kingdom of God.
Yeah. It's a beautiful one. Now, What are some examples of well-stewarded talents in your view, Pastor, as we let you go?
Let me give you one. The church has given me a task of coordinating a research committee where we are looking into church growth, looking at the methods we are using, and looking at how can we improve so that we realize the expected results. We are undertaking that study. And in that study, we realized that we need professional people, like people who can, because we're dealing with data, who can code data, who can analyze data. We need such skills. We need people who are professionals in the area of research. Those people who have masters, who have PhD, the professors who have done research, who are good. They are working in universities, but working in universities, using their talents in the university, does not limit them or close doors for them in order to come in and work for the church as well, to contribute towards the advancement of the work. Guess what has happened? We have received calls from people who are working in universities who are good in research, and they are saying, we want to contribute.
Yeah.
We want to be part of this. And this is our worship. It's our offering to God. That is one beautiful example that stands before me right now. When one is gifted in one area and be able to say, how can I use what I have, the talent I have, in order to advance God's business? That is a wonderful, if God's people can reach that level, whereby they say, it's not just about living, but we also have a purpose, we also have a mission which we must advance.
Beautiful one there, Pastor. I must thank you so much for coming through and talking to us this afternoon. In spite of the heat there, you have managed to outline this very well. Thank you so much. We're going to be talking to you again tomorrow at the same time and same place.
Thank you. Thank you, my brother. Blessings to the listeners.
Thank you. Blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.